Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, it's Colson here. Now, you're about to listen to this week's episode of On The Sofa. But before you do so, I need a massive favor from you. And that favor is simply following or subscribing to the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to us on. When you do that, it's simple. All you have to do is you press the button and it downloads the episodes of the podcast automatically. It sends you a notification every time we release an episode, and it helps us grow the podcast. We cannot express how much we appreciate all of your support. Now you've done the favor, simply sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of On The Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. Hello and welcome to On The Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. Now coming up on today's bite-sized episode. So for example, Henry can bleep this out. That's you and in a rom-com. Yeah. Right, so let's get this episode kick-started with the one thing that everybody has been asking for. What is that, boys?
Oh, if you've got a conundrum, come to Colson.
Doom. today's conundrum comes in from our friend Polly. And Polly says, boys, my New Year's resolution is to run a marathon.
Wow.
But I don't know which one to go for. Do I start with an easy one or even run a few halves to get me going? Or shall I just go all out and get it over and done with?
Well, this sounds like it's not really a question for us, Colson.
It's called Colson's Conundrum, isn't it?
Have you seen that marathon in Barclay in America, Colson?
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
No.
Have you watched a documentary?
Honey has.
Yeah, don't do that one, Polly.
No, don't do that one.
Why? What is it?
There's only ever one English person finished it.
There's only ever been 10 people to finish it, and it's been going on for fucking, I don't know, 25 years.
It's an ultra.
Basically, it's a big ultra marathon. So I think is it 120 miles or is it six? It's either 120 miles or 60 miles. I'm not sure.
It's
60 miles in 120 hours. That's what you've got to do. But there's no route. There's no track. You won't have a map, you won't have a compass, you won't have water.
So where do you go?
Just have to get to checkpoints.
Yeah, but you only sort of, you can only work them out as you're running it.
Yeah.
Only 10 people have ever finished it.
It's a bit shit though, Ben, because it's like there's no trails. So you're basically running through thistles.
Forest and bushes.
I'm going to say something here. It sounds shit.
I'll tell you why. It's basically a route that a convict did. He escaped from prison. And he ran 60 miles in 120 hours.
And you will redo his steps.
Yes. And on no food, no water, no compass, no nothing. And he did it. So
don't do that one, Polly.
It's people trying to do that.
Don't do that, Polly.
Don't do that, Polly.
So come on, Colson. You've got this. You're the specialist knowledge here. What are we saying?
Well, Polly's asking for a marathon.
Do that easy one. Do that easy one that you did.
Which easy one that I did?
Didn't you say there's one in Sweden that's the easiest to summit in the world?
The downhill marathon.
Yeah.
It's not fucking easy.
The downhill. You can roll.
There is a downhill one.
Do that one.
Yeah, it's quite expensive to get in the downhill one. And it's literally all downhill.
Perfect.
No, I would say, so I did Stockholm, which is in June. So you'd probably want to start training
yesterday.
First week in February, if you were to do that one. All marathons are hard. Like, it's a hard distance. Half marathons is a really nice distance to do. If you wanted just to go around the world and run, a half marathon is a really nice way to do it and do a holiday. But if you want a marathon, say you've done a marathon and tick the box, I would have a look at Barcelona, which I believe is March. That's meant to be a really nice one. Valencia, which is December, is a really good one. Stockholm, which the one I did, was really fun. Manchester Marathon, if you want a good time, Manchester Marathon's quick, it's flat.
I didn't know there was one in Manchester.
Yeah,
it's
there
a big,
is,
it's
yeah.
a biggie.
Yeah.
If you were to do any of the ones in America, you know, Chicago, New York, Boston, people rave about them.
Name one. We just want one. Just name one. I'm not... Just name... What's the first one?
Transylvania.
Well, if she hasn't done a half, my advice would be to go away and run some halves and enjoy
which
the holidays.
One? I tell you which one she's going to do, the Great North Run.
That's the one, isn't it?
She can start off near my mum.
Yeah.
She walks over the moor, bang you
does
off.
She want to go away, though?
Well, Newcastle's away. What's wrong with that? It's an away fixture.
Yeah, she doesn't say she wants to go away. So if you're doing a marathon in England, you're not getting into London. So Manchester Marathon's you want to do. If you can get a place at Manchester to do that. If you're doing a half, what are you saying, Ben? Great North Run?
Newcastle.
It's great Newcastle. It's great North Run.
Biggest half marathon in the world, isn't it?
It's the greatest half marathon in the world. She should be doing that. She won't regret it. I've run it well over 10 times.
It's not that hard, apparently, no. As runners say.
It's only the last bit. It's the last bit that gets everyone.
But because the crowd's so big, it gets you through it.
Races are easier than actual runs. And most courses are forgiving, I believe. They're not planned to be shitbags.
Yeah. No, they want you to finish, don't they? Yeah. They don't want you to be.
Yeah.
Well, I want to do New York, but New York's a hard marathon.
Oh, is it?
Isn't it all flat?
No, there's a lot of elevation because of the amount of bridges, and the bridges are long. For a marathon-wise, it's a lot of elevation, New York.
Right.
So there we go. That's answered her question.
Yeah, or you can try and get on New York with me in November.
Run it with Coles.
Yeah.
Send us some pictures.
So as we get started in today's little bite-sized episode, Ben, before I come to you, I've had messages from Mr. Jack P. Shepherd saying, I want all three of us to get the band back together to sing Jack's Hidden Gem because I've got something I want to tell you.
Oh, is it Jack's Hidden Gem? Here we go.
I've got one basically this month.
Okay. Well, there we go. Jack's
Hidden gem of the month. Fortnite quarterly.
Okay, so it's a doc, right? Two eps, 45 minutes long. Easy. It's on Sky Documentaries, so you can get that on Now TV or with a Sky subscription, whatever you've got. But the documentary is called Monster in the Morgue. So it's not for the faint-hearted. It's basically about the serial killer, David Fuller, who was arrested around 2020, I think it was, or 21 it might have been. And he was arrested for historically killing two people 33 years ago,
wow.
Right? In like 87 and like 88 or something like that, or 89. He killed two women and they couldn't ever pin it on anyone because they had no DNA and then... Well, they did have DNA, but they didn't have the technology to use it in the way that they can now. And they managed to go back over that case and they found it was him. They arrested him. But what surprised the police officers was that when they arrested him, they took his hard drive and his computer and everything. And he also worked in the local hospital in Kent, this is. And he had access to the morgues and all the hospital. So you can guess where I'm going with this. And it's quite an interesting tale. They have the actual footage they've got is all real. And yeah, it's fascinating.
So that's the gem. It sounds like a cheerful one.
It's not for the faint. I did say that.
You did say that.
If you're into those sort of documentaries, as I am, like the police documentaries. It's fascinating how they got him in the end as well.
What's it on again? What's it on?
It's on Sky and Now TV. I watched it on Now TV.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Ben, can we have a top five, do you reckon? Any chance?
Top five. We're hitting it. 2024. It's top five, and it's a personal one for us, I think. I don't think there's any rights or wrongs here. It's top five New Year's resolutions.
Ooh, New Year's resolutions.
Number one is stop smoking, that everybody picks, isn't it?
Do you know what? I think that's brilliant.
Are these for us, or are these what generic people pick?
That's what people pick. But what's a good one, I always find, you go, stop smoking. And they go, oh, God, yeah, I want to do that. And they go, how long have you been smoking for? And they say, well, I don't. It's already, I've already done it. So pick a New Year's resolution you don't need to do.
What are big New Year's resolutions that people do?
Stop smoking's a big one for people.
Lose weight. That's
lose
the big
weight's
one.
A big one.
Stop drinking, because people do dry Jan, don't they? A lot of them. So stop drinking, stop smoking, stop eating.
It's not a New Year's resolution, but my thing that I'm being conscious of from now is to stop wasting money, stop ordering clothes, basically.
Yeah, that's good.
Be better with your finances and stuff.
Yeah.
Eat less sugar, I think, is a good one.
People say, quit my job.
A New Year's resolution? Bloody
hell. Quit my job. Yeah, different career. Go on a different career path.
Different career path.
A lot of people do that.
Jack, what do you want to do more of in 2024?
Play piano.
There you go. Learn an instrument. Ben, what do you want to do more of in 2024? Walk the dog every day?
Do you know what? I'd like to do more like weekend breaks to like amazing capital cities, like a Rome.
Yeah, like what I do.
Yeah, I'd like to do that more.
You need to get pally with Ryanair.
Just a cheap and cheerful, just see something at capital city. Do you know what I mean?
I think I only do that because all of like my other family members my age, because they're either in like New Zealand or America, they can't just pop on and off.
Yes.
Like go around the continent, whereas we can literally do it for 20 quid.
What fucking plane are you getting on for 20 quid?
So some Ryanairs, Jack, if you go through the week, you can still get dirt. You can't take a bag or all, but...
Yeah, but who's doing that?
He is.
I used to. Now I run, I take a bag.
Oh, my God. Now you run, you'd probably take an absolute trunk.
That's a New Year's resolution for me. Get better at leaving the house. The amount of shite I pack whenever I go out somewhere.
Well, I have to travel light so that she can fit everything in the case.
Why, do you share a case?
No, so she'll have her case and she'll have my case. And I don't have a case.
Put it into a top five then, Jack, with all the ones that have been suggested.
I think your big one... You see, do people smoke these days?
I don't know whether they do in the same way. Stop vaping.
I think a big one is lose weight. That's going to be the one, isn't it? A lot of people will say the big one is lose weight.
Lose weight.
Number two, I'd say people will be stop drinking.
Isn't it normally like just start the gym or start exercise rather than lose weight, though?
You're right. Get out and about.
Yeah.
Gym membership. Must be massive in January, gym membership.
Yeah, and then they all get fucking cancelled in Feb.
Yeah, or you forget, and then you've got the 12-month payoff.
Sometimes you might not get a minimum. You might have to sign up for a while.
Spend better, spend less.
Constantly. Yeah, let's have that on. Let's have piano on. Learn a new skill.
Stop drinking.
Learn a new skill.
Stop drinking, did I say
Stop
that?
Stop drinking, yeah. That's the five.
Well, that's the top five. Ben, has anyone been in touch with us to tell us their New Year's resolutions?
No. It's a WhatsApp. These are WhatsApp. Remember, just messages or voice notes, no phone calls, 2 a.m. till 4 a.m. DJ Clem, aka Diane, aka Head of Steak, Diane.
Head of Steak, I remember, yeah.
Happy New Year, guys. I hope you have a blast. Thank you so much for all the laughs in 2023. Honestly, you really have made me laugh so much. I only discovered you this year. Still playing catch up on the older episodes, but can't wait for 2024. It's going
to
be a good one.
Must be weird going back to old episodes. Like, imagine listening to today's episode and then going back and like listening to Monster House.
And realising... it's a piece of audio history. Monster House. What a
Monster.
Monster House.
First animation of all time.
A 10 out of 10 film I recently watched on Amazon Prime, Sound of Freedom. What a film. True story. A very powerful movie which certainly opens your eyes. Bloody fantastic if you wanted a 10-10-10 film. This is the one. Never heard of it.
I've heard of this. Why have I heard of this?
It's old Jesus Christ, isn't it? He got struck by lightning.
Did he?
Yeah. So that Jim, how do you pronounce his surname?
Caviezel.
Caviezel. He got struck by lightning while filming the crucifixion scene in The Passion of the Christ. Can you fucking believe that? Can you imagine that? Imagine the first AD. That's lunch.
Not for you. Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Craig. Hey, guys. My name's Craig, and I'm originally from Leeds.
Leeds.
But I've been living in Australia for 16 years now. Love the podcast. I have a question for you guys. If you could play any other Corrie character, who would you like to play?
I would play Dev Allahan.
I think he's
fun, isn't he? Dev and Steve McDonald's are quite fun. Tim Metcalf's probably quite a fun character to play.
I think I'd want Roy.
Yeah, Roy. The one.
Roy would be a laugh. I think Roy is a great character.
He gets a lot of lines, though.
He does, but his lines are mint. I think Roy.
Hard dialogue. Jack, who would you play?
I think I think Dev's the easy one.
If you had to play either Craig or Nick for the rest of your life, who would you pick?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good one. Craig or Nick.
Craig, you've just got an easier time of it. Craig, you're drifting in, drifting out. Not solving crimes.
No, solving crimes very well. Being everyone's telling people stuff they're not meant to tell them.
Nick, you're just angsty all the time, aren't you?
Yeah, he does have a lot of. Yeah,
he's got a lot going on.
But that can be good when he does snap.
Yeah.
So that's good to play.
I'd be Nick out of Nick and David, I think. Little walk around the bistro, serve a few plates.
That's the mystery of the bistro is I don't actually normally ever serve food or drinks.
Yeah.
That's the Jane Danson does that. Here we go, Trevor. Hi, guys. Quick question for Coulson. Maybe everyone. When does a jogger become a runner? Some people seem to get really uptight about it. Love the show. Trevor, brackets, Suffolk. It's Trevor from Suffolk. What are we saying? When do you become a jogger to a runner, Coulson? When you time yourself?
Nah, I think if you're going out for a run, no matter how fast, no matter how slow, you're a runner.
You're not a jogger.
I don't think so. Why? What do you think?
Joggers are more amateur, aren't they?
I don't think so. I think if you're out, you're out. Fair game.
Okay.
Jog on.
Jog
on. You're putting the work in.
Okay, Trevor. Everyone's a runner. Brenda, hi. Love the pod. Binge listen to the whole pod from October the 23rd. Now up to date. Brenda, did you start listening to us on October the 23rd and got through all of them?
No, she's talking shit. She can't have done that.
That's 4 or 5 episodes a day.
She can't have done that. Right back in, Brenda, if you've done that. That is great work. Just listen to the 1st of Jan episode about where to spend New Year. You all said no to doing it on a cruise ship. I've done it 3 times and it was fab.
Oh, the New Year's Eve.
Yeah, the New Year's
Eve. Andy Wyman did it on a cruise ship this year. Said it were great.
I think we were saying no if it was swaying all over the place.
Oh, I'd feel sick. We were in Amsterdam, and with a 1-hour time difference, we were all outside on deck celebrating midnight, watching the amazing fireworks, then all back inside for UK midnight and champagne, 2 celebrations in one. Well, crikey, Brenda, you cracked that one. Keep up the good work. Visiting Corrie Studios in Feb with the girls. Brenda Woo. From Portsmouth.
Do you know what? What a great weekend there, lav.
Yeah.
And I guess if you live in Portsmouth, of course you can go on a cruise for New Year.
Yeah. Easy days. Easy out there, isn't it?
We're not driving to Portsmouth to get on a cruise.
No. You'll have a good time going around Corrie. It's good fun. It's interesting to see. Sarah Dutter, you mentioned watching Die Hard over Christmas. I did this year again. I'm interested to know the order of the 5 Die Hard films from best to worst. I watched them all for the first time this week. Late to the party, I know. Mine is 3, 2, 1, 4, 5. But I think I may need to watch number 1 again.
So 1's her 3rd best.
2's shit.
Yeah, but 4 and 5.
Which then is the one in the tunnel? The tunnel's good.
I think you go 1, 3, 2, 4, 5.
Which is the one when he shoots a helicopter down with a handgun? What's that?
I think that's 4.
Is it? Yeah.
Maybe I can't remember. 4 and 5 are a bit of a mishmash, to be honest. I'd go 1, 3, 2. That's where I'd go. But I watched it again this Christmas. Still good. There you go. That's it. There's the reviews.
See, everyone's been very busy, and people are going to get busy right now, because right now is the time where people answer a would you rather.
Ah, here we go. I think it's an easy would you rather here. I don't know whether it's good or bad. Would you rather be stuck in a romantic comedy with your worst enemy or in a horror movie with your best friend? Would you rather be stuck in a romantic comedy with your worst enemy or in a horror movie with your best friend?
Horror movie.
Okay, let's think of situations where that's actually happened. So a rom-com, first one that comes to mind with worst enemies is Bridget Jones's Diary. I'm thinking Hugh Grant and Colin Firth.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What, because they hate each other? Yeah.
Because they hate each other, and it's still quite comedic.
Yeah.
Everyone's, okay. it's there's never any jeopardy.
But that's quite nice, and, but is this not our personal worst enemies?
Now, another situation that you said was a horror film.
With your best friend.
With your best friend. Well, that's easy. That's Switchblade Romance. Also known as...
The High Tension.
High Tension.
High Tension. So would you rather be in Bridget Jones's Diary or High Tension?
Bridget Jones, if you put it like that. I'm reading the question differently to what he is, Ben.
So am I. I'm reading it like you are, Coulson.
I'm reading it, Jack, as in a rom-com with your worst enemy... is your worst enemy in real life,
yeah,
and you're constantly stuck in the situation of, yes, a rom-com.
Yeah.
So, for example, Henry can bleep this out, that's you and in a rom-com.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or it's you and...
Hanny
in...
In a horror movie.
Yeah, in a haunted house.
I think I'd go the horror film.
I would. I'd go the horror film with horror your best film mate.
Horror film would be a laugh with your best mate.
Because it'd get... Imagine how irritable you would be if you were constantly in a rom-com situation but with the person that you didn't like. So it was never hatred. It was always light, but they were constantly the person that you didn't like.
Be a drag, wouldn't it?
Yeah, whereas horror, at least you're having fun with the person, yeah, that you're with.
Yeah.
And unless if you both die, you both die.
Unless it's a really bad horror. Oof.
Slasher.
Yeah, and then you're watching your best mate die.
Well, that's all we've got time for this week on the sofa. We're back here on Thursday where we're watching the film Basic, and we'll be talking, yes, all about, yes, it, as well as what we have been up to in the week. We will also be back reunited in the studio, won't we?
Do-do-do-do, we're back to work.
Be nice. Be nice to be back in. Be nice to be back in as we head off back to Manchester to go back to work and create some more On The Sofa magic in 2024. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.